We have a question from our live audience. It's from Brad, and he would like to know your advice for controlling ticks. He'll be moving into an area that has ticks, and whereas he hasn't had to deal with them where he currently lives.
Yeah, so ticks are a big one. And here in Pennsylvania is kind of ground zero for incidents of Lyme disease. So we're always very worried, not only for people, but for dogs and horses, which also get Lyme disease and have symptoms of Lyme disease. So the best things to do are pretty much the same as what we do for people. Your first line of defense is to conduct tick checks. So there's a couple different ticks that are horse oriented, I guess, that you can find on horses. And I will have to beg forgiveness because I am much more biased towards the eastern part of the country than the western part. But dog ticks, which are found in most areas of the country, are found on horses pretty commonly. And then black-legged ticks, we have both a Pacific black-legged tick, or the Western black-legged tick, and Eastern black-legged tick also will get on horses, which are the ones that vector Lyme disease. So you want to do tick checks on your horses, which is looking around the chest area between the legs, between the buttocks, and then under the chin area. They like to hang out under the jowls of the horse. So just doing a tick check every time you see your animals. Now, for some people who have brood mares and they don't handle their horses every day, that can be a bit of a challenge. So pasture maintenance can actually help quite a bit. So keeping pastures mowed relatively short, if you can, will reduce the humidity levels in the grass, which makes ticks go way down lower or not be in an area at all because of how humid and hot it can get in those little microclimates. Moving pasture fences away from wooded fence lines so the horses aren't going to be near the fence lines. CDC recommends this for people as well, that you have about a 3-yard barrier between the woods and where you work and play and recreate outside. And the same thing can work for horses. So moving that fence line in can be very helpful. Clearing out what we call rodent hotels. So taking down any stone walls or moving dead logs, cutting branches back. You're just making the space brighter, sunnier, which reduces the areas that the ticks can survive. They need pretty high humidity. So all of those can really help. And then repellents are actually much better for ticks than for flies because ticks haven't developed the same resistance. So using even pyrethroid products on horses can be very effective. They also sell fly boots that are laced with pyrethroids that can be used. Equispot is actually one, the spot treatment of pyrethroids that can be used. My vet has recommended, and I am not recommending this, but I am recommending that folks ask their veterinarians about the use of fipronil sprays. Fipronil is labeled for use on dogs, but in some cases has been recommended for use on horses. So ask your veterinarian if you're in a high-risk area whether or not that would be a suitable treatment method, or not treatment method, but preventative method for tick control on horses. Fipronil is the same stuff you find in Frontline.